Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for November 21st through the 27th of 2021. So this week is light on activations, but that only means that next week is going to be particularly intense. Not to mention that it ends on another eclipse. So I've uploaded some bonus material since I am also at the end of my podcast cycle, so perfect timing. This may assist you in getting the most out of next week's energies too. I have separated my energetic support excerpts from the 10-10 and 11-11 portal calls that I did with Shanta Gabriel. The 10-10 portal is always good for a personal reset, but we have special energies and alignments surrounding the portal in 2021. The 11-11 portal is always good for rising to your next level, stepping up and into new levels of existence or self-expression. But this year we had very special Mars energy as we move through the last quarter of 2021 and into the early part of 2022. So I've linked them here in the blog. There are audios, videos, the whole nine yards. What I did is I uploaded them separately as podcasts, but then I put them together to make them a video. And then I also made Shanta's 10-10 Gateway to a New Reality Meditation, which is only 15 minutes. That was the meditation that she channeled that day, and it was so amazing. And it's a Mount Shasta video that you'll love. So it's very beautiful as well. Enjoy those extra links. Our first activation happens on Sunday, the 21st, Mercury sextiling Pluto. This energy provokes the need to delve deeper into the ideas or information being presented at this time, whether personal or professional. You will want to dig deeper, ask the hard questions, and gather insights that are more profound than usual. In your professional public life, you may find yourself doing better on proper pre-planning and due diligence. And in your personal private life, you may find yourself digging a little deeper into your own mental patterns and personal history that has led to now. As you make these connections and begin to grasp these new insights, they will gain traction and you will become more grounded in your own truth. We all get excited about those kind of aha moments, and you may find yourself wanting to share them with others who may or may not be ready to hear such deep truths or have the conscious awareness to even process them. So use some discernment around who and when you share these newfound insights. Deep breath. Then on the 24th, which is Wednesday, Mercury enters Sagittarius until December 13th. When Mercury is in Sag, we get a little more philosophical and start to search for the meaning of the year that we just lived through. You have the processing planet in a processing sign, so we are also integrating all that we've learned in the last year so that we can claim it as embodied wisdom. Once you've integrated all the aspects of life that have evolved, you can start to look for the potential of the new year. What good ideas can you anchor, build on, and expand in the next year? You are supported to believe something completely new and dream a little bigger than you usually allow yourself to dream. Expand the vision for yourself, for your life, and for the planet. Tell a new story and use December to dream it up. Deep breath. So this is where we get to expand our imagination, basically integrate everything we've learned, like I said, but that feeds into what you believe to be true or possible for yourself. And Mercury is the one that is going to help you choose the right ideas to follow in the new year. And the last little link in the blog is just to join my private community. Most of you know that I'm not big on third parties in my private conversations. Now that I'm listing all my classes and special offerings in one place that also offers a private community, I would love to converse there just as we would on Instagram or Facebook. But here we get to retain our sovereignty, rights, and personal gems that we share to uplift each other. This will be a place where we discuss the energies and cycles, as well as your breakthroughs, aha moments, and personal experiences navigating the current landscape. When you feel called to community, join us in the Global Power Circle, which was established in 1999. So this is the big community that's global and all around the world that's been kind of following along. But we are going to have little branches for the Venus Circle and the Soul Sister Circle and the Astro 101 Circle. So stay tuned. But here's where it's the free community where we post resources and events. And I would love to get it cooking. So I need you all to click here and request entree, right? So like I said, it's a pretty light week. I've tried to add some bonus goodies for the month to help you get through, but next week is going to be very intense, pivotal, important, powerful. So let's rest up. Let's use the energies of this week to get ourselves together in preparation for a powerful new beginning and being able to embody and express a whole new story. That's what the super new moon in Sagittarius that happens to be in eclipse is going to help us activate. So let's get ready. I am getting the new Venus circle together. We're going to have the open house on December 2nd. So stay tuned for links to join us there. That'll be the free open house that tells you just the general information about the cycle so everyone can be aware. I have posted the article. I guess I should let folks know that. You can get a little heads up on the Venus Circle page. If you go to my website, karmictools.com, under subscriptions is Venus Circle. When you go to the Venus Circle, the new article has been uploaded, and you can check that out for the new cycle that's coming in. But we will definitely get down with all this on December 2nd. So pretty soon you'll be able to register for that as well. And for those of you who have already ordered your custom guide and Venus reading, it is very close to being done. So say a little prayer, send my angels over, and I appreciate your love and understanding and patience while I put these creative new tools together. They're so amazing. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share it all with you. So reach out if you need to. This is Callie Beard of Karmic Tools. Signing off. Have a fantastic week.